In most adult circumstances, 5 years isn't much of an age gap. Plenty of people find happy relationships with a far greater difference in age, and friendships, well, they can span decades, right? But when you start university and you're 5 years older than your peers, it shows. I didn't come here as a bright-eyed 18-year-old full of hope and optimism. I started as a 24-year-old with a past. A past I didn't want anybody to know about. My aim was simple. Stay off the radar and ensure the only time I was noticed was for my writing. The only time I wanted to draw attention to myself was when a lecturer saw the potential in me to make it in the literary world. And now, it's finally happened. Now I'm finally about to get my break. It was a short story I wrote about two siblings abandoned for several months in a remote coastal town that caught Professor Jarvis's attention. He saw potential, he told me, raw talent that could be harnessed. And he wanted to offer me an opportunity, this opportunity, to interview as a ghostwriter.
Explain to me what ghostwriters do,
Duncan had said when I came home, bouncing with excitement. I don't think he's ever seen me bounce before. I certainly hadn't been the bouncing type of person when he met me, but I could already feel the difference. This could change everything. You write the book, I told him, but someone else's name goes on it. That doesn't seem fair, he said, and I realised I needed to give more of an explanation than that. Sometimes the clients have the ideas already. They're not writers, so they give you the plot and the concept, and you need to get the words down on paper. Sometimes you have to guide them a little bit more, make sure it all makes sense, world building, characters, that type of thing. And what's this one you're interviewing for? He asked. I'm not exactly sure, I admitted. All I know about this person is that they go by the name of Dr. B. My professor said he'd interviewed several people already for the position, but the client hadn't been happy with any of them. Then Professor Jarvis read my story and thought I might be a good fit. Just thinking of the way the professor spoke to me after his lecture last week still causes my chest to burn with pride. I'd honestly forgotten I could feel that way. For someone who spent their adult life dealing with shame, the sensation was almost unrecognisable. Not for Duncan, though. He's always proud of me. You've got this, Duncan said. You're going to be amazing. I don't want to get my hopes up. Like the professor said, other people have interviewed for this position. Other writers who are far more experienced than me. Have a bit of faith in yourself. After everything you've been through, you deserve this break. That was the one thing he'd said that I couldn't disagree with. Still, I've been trying not to get ahead of myself, but it's hard. It's really hard. Especially now, when everything is so close, it's almost like I can touch it. My laptop is still closed in front of me as I drum my fingers against the table, trying to keep myself grounded. Yet my mind flickers to the possible paycheck this job could give me. Duncan and I have been living in a nightmare shared accommodation for the last year. One room with all our belongings, including his guitars and double bass, which leaves little room for anything else. If I get this job, it would mean we would have enough money to rent a place by ourselves. With a sudden realisation that I haven't yet signed the forms agreeing to the interview, I open up my laptop and find the documents I need to complete, which includes an NDA that prohibits me from talking about the client or sharing my writing, and the bank details where they should send the money, on the slim chance I get the job. Professor Jarvis also told me I have to have everything signed, or the interview wouldn't be able to go ahead. It's a sign of how nervous I am that I almost forgot that. Still, it's a 2-minute job before they're all sent off. Then, I'm back to waiting. There's a clock on the wall in front of me, and it says 8:45, the same as my watch, the same as the laptop screen. I've still got 15 more minutes to wait, and I know each of them will drag. With the need to pass the time, I open up another document. It's a list of facts about myself, my resume, I guess, though there's probably not enough on it to call it that. Still, I know I need to have something for when the client asks me what my experience is, and I'm about to read through it as a quick refresher when my phone pings. I assume it's going to be Duncan again, but instead,